contestants. A server from Knightdale, North Carolina, Meredith Moore. A pet sitter from Halifax, Massachusetts, Susan Hill. And our returning champion, a law student from Macomb, Michigan, Aaron Getch, whose one day cash winnings total $24,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. These have been exciting days on our program. Yesterday, we said goodbye to a young lady who is leaving us with $205,000. She's been replaced by Aaron, our new champion. He's a poker player, and he would like to emulate James Holzhauer. But as he pointed out at the end of yesterday's program, those are pretty big shoes to fill. But who knows? Susan and Meredith, welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go. Pick up your signaling devices. Here come the categories for the first round of play. We start off today dealing with art. Fleming. Ah, tribute to the past. Sports upsets. Explorers. Spell it like the Brits. Each response is spelled differently in Britain. You have to spell it the way they do. Next, we can be heroes. And finally, just for one day, Aaron, start.
Upsets 1,000.
2019's ESPY Award for Upset of the Year went to this 25-1 underdog, the first heavyweight boxing champ of Mexican ancestry. And his name is Andy Ruiz Jr. Back to you, Aaron.
Upsets 800.
Do you believe in miracles? Mike Arruzioni and the U.S. men's hockey team beat the Soviets at the Olympics in this year. Aaron.
What is 1980?
Correct.
Sports 600.
In a college baseball upset, the Bulldogs of Fresno State took the 2008 College World Series from the Bulldogs of this school. Aaron.
What is Georgia?
Yeah.
Sports upsets 400.
On the arm of this quarterback in Super Bowl III in 1969, the Jets beat the heavily favored Colts 16-7. Aaron.
Who is Joe Namath?
Yes.
Sports 200.
At the 2009 U.S. Open, Juan Martin del Potro knocked off this reigning world number one Swiss player in five sets. Aaron.
Who is Federer?
You are right. No more sports categories, though. You've got 2,000.
One day, 1,000.
In a nursery rhyme, Solomon Grundy died on this day, but still had yet to be buried in the next line. What is Saturday? Aaron?
One day, 800.
Seurat spent this afternoon on the island of La Grande Jatte. Aaron?
What is Sunday?
Good.
One day, 600.
If tomorrow's today is Wednesday, then this is the day after tomorrow's yesterday. All of that complication to come up with Wednesday. Yeah. We're silly sometimes. Aaron?
One day, 400.
Answer. All right, we're finding it very early. You have 2,800, Aaron.
Let's make it a true daily double.
Okay, traditionally, this is the first full day of the Paschal Triduum leading up to Easter.
What is Thursday?
No, what is Good Friday? Good Friday. So we have a three-way tie at zero. Go again.
One day, 200.
We elect to inform you that November 3rd, 2020, falls on this day of the week. Susan.
What is Tuesday?
Good for you.
Heroes, 200.
Meep Geese fetches and carries so much food for the family, wrote Anne Frank, hiding in the secret annex in this world capital. Aaron.
What is Amsterdam?
Correct.
Heroes, 1,000.
An outstanding chef and an outstanding human, he and his team served 3.6 million meals to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. And his name is Jose Andres. Back to you, Aaron.
Heroes 800.
Heather Heyer won the Alley Humanitarian for Social Justice Award after losing her life protesting neo-Nazis in this Virginia city in 2017. Meredith?
What is Charlottesville?
Correct.
Heroes for 400.
In 1983, Stanislav Petrov prevented nuclear war by not trusting word of the launch of five of these ICBMs named for American Revolutionary Militia. didn't trust that Minuteman ICBMs had been launched. Meredith, back to you.
Heroes for 600.
MichaelJFox.org spends 88 cents of every dollar on research programs to fight this disease. Be a hero, too, and donate a buck. Aaron.
What is Parkinson's?
You are right, and that takes you to $800 into a tie with Meredith. Takes us into break number one. Back in a moment, folks. Meredith Moore is from Knightdale, North Carolina. Meredith has a deaf cat.
I do.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
How can you tell your cat is deaf? Because
they
ignore you anyway.
Exactly. So I noticed that, and I was sort of trying to decide if he was deaf or if he was just being a cat. So the next time we took him to the vet, I said, "Hey, vet, I think my cat might be deaf. Is there a way you can test for that?" So he just kind of snuck up behind him and clapped really loudly. Cat didn't move at all. He said, "Yep, he's deaf."
And that'll be $195.
Exactly, yep.
Susan Hill is a pet sitter from Halifax, Massachusetts. One of the colorful PGA golfers on tour is Ricky Fowler.
Yes.
Always has these great costumes.
Indeed.
He once bought you a glass of champagne?
He did. My husband and I have, Mike, have volunteered for many years at a local event, and he won our event. I volunteer in the media center, so he sent over champagne from the clubhouse to all of the members of the media.
Let me give you some advice. Next time you tell the story about that, just forget about all this extraneous stuff. Just say, Ricky Fowler bought me a glass of champagne.
A glass of champagne.
Sounds a hell of a lot better. Aaron Goetsch is our champion. He is a law student and a loyal fan of University of Michigan Athletics, who got smoked in college football this year by the Tide, Alabama. What are you hoping for next year?
It's been a rough decade or so. The very first Michigan sporting event I saw was the historic loss to Appalachian State, so it can only go up from there.
Okay. You have command of the board right now. Make a selection, and we will continue.
Art 200.
Full-figured women were celebrated by this painter, born June 28, 1577, of Flemish parents. Susan?
Who is Rubens?
Correct.
Explorers 200.
A city named for Sieur Duluth sits where he negotiated a treaty with the Sioux in what is now this state. Aaron?
What is Minnesota?
You got it.
Explorers 400.
When Robert Falcon Scott reached the South Pole in 1912, he found this country's flag left 5 weeks earlier by Amundsen. Aaron?
What is Norway?
Right.
Explorers 6.
After conquering Cuba, Panfilo C. Narvaez was tasked by Charles V to take this nearby peninsula. Susan.
What is Florida?
Yes.
Explorers 800.
Sent to Africa in 1841 as a missionary, this Scotsman eventually started exploring the place, presumably. Susan.
Who is Livingston?
David Livingston, right.
Explorers 1000.
The island of Van Diemen's Land, a name associated with Australian penal colonies, was renamed in 1855 for this Dutch explorer. Aaron.
Who is Tasman?
Abel Tasman, right.
Art 400.
In 1649, Franz Hals got philosophical, painting this cogito ergo sum thinker. Aaron.
Who is Descartes?
Yes.
Art 600.
Less than a minute now. In 1450, Harlem's Dirick Bouts depicted the fall into this place of suffering. Meredith.
What's purgatory?
No. Aaron.
What is hell?
Hell, yes.
Art 800.
In 1563, Peter Bruegel the Elder spoke the language of art with a rendering of this structure mentioned in Genesis chapter 11. Aaron.
What is the Tower of Babel?
Yeah.
Art 1000.
Last name of the real guy who gave us the Garden of Earthly Delights and of the fictional guy who solves murders in Los Angeles. Aaron.
Who is Bosch?
Hieronymus Bosch, yes.
Brits 200.
Hermione, our tickets to a play in the West End have arrived. Tonight, we're off to the... Aaron?
What is theater?
You have to spell it.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Correct.
Spell it 400.
Your singing is lovely, Georgina. Win Britain's Got Talent and Simon Cowell might hand you one of these for £250,000. Meredith.
What is C-H-E-Q-U-E?
A check, yes. And with that, we wrap up the first round. Aaron in the lead. Meredith, you're going first when we come back. Right after this. They didn't have to do much spelling. They're happy about that. Champion is the one who's gotten off to a good start. But Meredith, let's see if these categories in Double Jeopardy will help you close the gap. Historic people on television. Body parts. Higher education geography. Transportation. Starts and ends with the letter B, each correct response. And finally, Monsters, Inc. Where do we start?
Monsters, Inc. for 400.
In the Hyperion Cantos, the shrike impales victims on a tree of thorns, like the real-life shrike, this kind of creature. Meredith.
What is a bird?
Correct.
Monsters 800?
Lewis Carroll warned that this poetic monster had jaws that bite and claws that catch. Meredith.
What is Jabberwocky?
No. Susan.
What is the Jabberwock?
The Jabberwock, yes.
Monsters 1200.
These guards of Azkaban feed on human happiness. How monstrous. Susan.
What are the Dementors?
Good.
Monsters 1600.
The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay mentions one of these Jewish automatons made of clay. Meredith.
What is a golem?
Golem, right you are.
Monsters 2000.
H.P. Lovecraft called this chief of his nightmares a blend of octopus, dragon, and human forms. What is the Cthulhu? Cthulhu. Meredith, back to you.
Starts and ends with B for 400.
It's the business end of a fish hook. Susan.
What is bait?
No.
Oh.
Aaron.
What is a bob?
No. Talking about barb. B-A-R-B. Back to Meredith.
Starts and ends with B, 800.
A short promotional statement found on a book cover. Susan.
What is blurb?
Blurb, that's it.
Transportation 400.
With modern braking systems, this special car at the end of a train is now virtually extinct. Meredith.
What is caboose?
Caboose, yeah.
Transportation 800.
Motorhomes come in three letter classes. Class B is also called a camper type of this. Aaron.
What is a van?
Van, right.
Geography 1200.
The oldest in Kentucky, a university in Lexington, bears this name that sounds like Dracula might have been an alumnus. Susan.
What is Transylvania?
Yes.
Geography 800.
Santa Fe Community College is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Santa Fe College is in this city, home to the University of Florida. Aaron.
What is Gainesville?
Yes.
Geography 16.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
4,000 ounces.
Okay, here is the clue. Founded in 1853, Washington University isn't in D.C. or Washington State, but in this city on the Mississippi River.
Where is St. Louis?
You are right.
Geography 2000.
Oakland University isn't in California. It's in this state's cities of Auburn Hills and Rochester Hills. Aaron.
What is Michigan?
Right.
Geography 4.
Home of the Red Hawks. Miami University is in this state. Aaron.
What is Ohio?
Correct.
People on TV 16.
On this series, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was a slimmer, sexier King Henry VIII. Meredith.
What is the Tudors?
You got it.
TV 1200.
In the series Da Vinci's Demons, Leonardo capers about in this capital of Tuscany. Susan.
What is Florence?
Yes.
TV 800.
This former Disney child star is seen here around the time he rolled as the king of rock in the TV movie Elvis. Susan.
Who is Kurt Russell?
He's the one.
TV 400.
In an HBO miniseries, Paul Giamatti was president and accounted for as this title guy, born in the 1700s. Meredith.
Who is John Adams?
Yes.
Historic 2000.
Robin Weigert played this alcoholic Old West frontierswoman on Deadwood. She played Calamity Jane. Meredith, back to you.
Starts and ends with B, 1200.
This title film creature was based on an actual 1950 police report about a mysterious gelatinous mass found in a field. Meredith.
What is the blob?
Blob, yeah.
B1600.
This type of restaurant bar makes its own beer and serves it on the premises. Meredith.
What is a brew pub?
Good.
2000.
An Old Testament Philistine god and a New Testament devil. His name means Lord of the Flies. Susan.
Who is Beelzebub?
Correct.
Transportation 1200.
Joan Collins and Christie Brinkley were on the last regular passenger flight of this supersonic transport. Aaron.
What is the Concorde?
Good.
Transportation 16.
The name of this iconic scooter brand is Italian for wasp. Susan.
What is Vespa?
Yeah.
Transportation 2000.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you are $3,200 off the lead.
$2,500.
All right, that'll put you close to the lead if you are correct. The vehicle of choice on the Oregon Trail was this wagon with a type of flat land in its name.
What is Conestoga?
No, you had to go the other way. Flatland Prairie Schooner.
Schooner.
Prairie Schooner. Less than a minute?
400.
In addition to removing waste products, this pair of organs converts vitamin D from an inactive to an active form. Aaron.
What are the kidneys?
Yeah.
800.
This, also known as the thigh bone, has been shown to resist compression forces of up to 2,500 pounds. But please don't try that at home. Aaron.
What is the femur?
Yeah.
1,200.
This nerve-filled innermost layer of a tooth, and sorry, this might hurt a bit, is removed in a root canal procedure. Aaron.
What is pulp?
Pulp, correct. And with that, you wind up at 16,600. And all three of you get to deal with this subject in final, the Civil War. Blue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act whitening mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It has indeed been a while since we featured the Civil War in our final. Players, here's your clue. The Chicago Tribune called Clement Vallandigham, an anti-war Ohio Democrat, a traitor and a hissing one of these creatures. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Meredith, we come to you first. You were in third place with 7,000. What did you write down? What is a snake in the grass? Oh, nice, but not quite good enough. It's going to cost you 1,800. That drops you to 5,200. Let's go to Susan Hill. She had 8,500, and her response was, what is a snake? Not enough. Not good. It'll cost you 1,500 only. That drops you to 7,000 as we come to Aaron Getch. He had the lead with 16,600. Now, Clement Vallandigham was a leader of the Copperheads, the anti-war Northerners. So our champ will remain champion with how much money? An additional 401. That takes him to 17,001 today and a two-day total of 41,801. He'll enjoy the weekend, I'm sure, and he'll play again with us on Monday. We hope you'll join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Pepto-Bismol. Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. We've got you covered.
Diarrhea? Pepto-Diarrhea to the rescue. It's three times concentrated liquid formula coats and kills bacteria to relieve diarrhea. The leading competitor only treats symptoms. It does nothing to kill the bacteria. Treat diarrhea at its source with Pepto-Diarrhea.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.